before the flashbulbs, before the Olympic flame, before the world bowed to his speed, there was a quiet pain that threatened to steal it all. Because no one tells you that the fastest man in the world once walked hunched in pain, hiding a crooked spine. This is the story you were never told. The story of how Usain Bolt, the face of motion, was once asked if he'd ever run again at all. Welcome to the History of the Caribbean audiobook. If you haven't already, we invite you to follow us on your favorite podcast platform so you never miss a story. Today, we're honored to bring you The Boy Who Refused to Slow Down, Bolt's Battle with Scoliosis. Get ready to immerse yourself in a powerful narrative that goes beyond music, into legacy, resistance, and roots. Because here, our mission is simple: to keep our culture alive, one story at a time. He was 16. Tall, lanky, promising, but something was wrong. After practices, he'd wince. After races, he'd limp. The laughter was still there, but behind it was a constant, biting ache. Doctors eventually gave it a name, scoliosis, a sideways curvature of the spine, a condition that doesn't care how talented you are, that doesn't care about medals, dreams, or destiny. For most athletes, it would have been the end. But Bolt refused. He hated therapy at first. The stretching, the strengthening, the slow drills that made him feel like an injured old man instead of a teenage prodigy. He hated the silence too, because in those early mornings, when the world hadn't yet woken and the pain in his back whispered, "Maybe you should stop," that's when he had to find out what he was really made of. Not speed, not ease, but grit. Because for the first time in his life, running didn't come easy. And that made it matter even more. Coach Glenn Mills stepped in like a surgeon of spirit. He redesigned Bolt's form, strengthened his core, corrected his imbalance through endless drills, massage therapy, and biomechanical analysis. He didn't just train Bolt's body, he trained his will. "You don't win by running fast," he said one morning, looking him square in the eyes. "You win by deciding who you are before the race starts." And so Bolt decided. He would run through the pain, around it, past it. He would outrun his own body, because no injury, no diagnosis, would steal the joy of movement from him. Years later, people would marvel at how effortlessly he ran. But Bolt knew the truth. Every step was a triumph over something no camera could capture. He wasn't just running past opponents. He was running past doubt, past limitation, past every whispered what if. That's the thing about greatness. It isn't just about gifts. It's about what you do when your gifts are threatened. What you do when the race feels longer than the track. And Bolt, he never slowed down. So the next time you watch him fly, remember the boy who once limped back to his locker. Remember the spine that bent but didn't break. Remember the pain that could have stopped him, but only made him stronger. Because lightning doesn't come from comfort. It comes from storms.